Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Here we are today with Pat, the producer of VFN Radio Program, and John Bull. Good morning, John Paul.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good afternoon,
Patrick. Good evening.
Good evening. And good day.
And good night. I'm going to go to sleep right now. Hey, even back there in the back. Hey, what's going on, Mr. Man? Well, here we are. Another week. It's so good to be back. I had a chance to be able to go and celebrate the 25th wedding anniversary with my wife. And in that, what we did was spend a little time on the beach. And what we did was we're having fun here this morning.
You're having fun.
He was more empathetic at that one. He's like, "What connected to your needs?" I'm sorry. Hey, we're just having fun this morning. So I was kicking back on the beach, and on the sandy beaches of the Gulf Shores. In Destin, Florida, it is a beautiful place. I've been to other beaches in the world, and that's where we grow things in Florida. I heard someone say, this is Destin. The most beautiful sandcastle I've ever seen. That's not a sand. That's mortar. That's what we build between our bricks. You know, and in that, just got to kick him back, and God just kept the weather totally beautifully fine for us, and it rained before I got there. Mm. I knew this because I kind of just floated in my truck. And until my friend who I give a shout out to this morning, and the promised land is good in Jesus' name, that he was on the phone with me. You know, I've been there a couple days, and he said, is it raining down there? And it's like, it hadn't rained the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And as soon as, I'm not going to say his name, but I will say his initials, J-C-K, said, you know, is it raining? It was like kaboosh. I couldn't even get to the stop. I couldn't even see the stop sign.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, that was amazing. Just speaking the words. I told him, speak sunshine.
Yeah, right.
And it was so bad for a moment there that I was, because everybody starts running on beaches. They just start running. It's like you're in the water. You're in a swimming suit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got grease all over you probably if you put some sort of sunscreen on. Take your time.
Right. Just get out the water.
We're riding down the road. We can't see you right now. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, just people just running all over the road. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. I had to pray for discernment that's a stop sign, not a person. That's a line. That's not a person. Don't hit nobody. Because it came down so hard during that short period of time. But I began to speak sunshine, and it counteracted rain, and it began to shine again.
Hey, faith works.
It totally works. And then, 25 years, by the way.
25 years. Wow.
25 years. We didn't even think personally in the beginning of our life that we would even live that long, did we? Well, John did. He was planning for his
55th. He's been planning for 100 years.
He's got 10 years in advance and all that.
He's got it all figured out.
I'm talking second street here, right? We didn't plan it, did we? Anyway, so Jack says, man, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of my body. But the... So I'm out here on the beach with my feet in the sand, and they charge $40.
I know what you're
going to say. Okay, a whole new business I got for you right here. It's a whole new business. Put up umbrellas and set chairs up, and they'll pay you $40.
I knew you were going to say that.
I won't pay you $40, but they'll pay you $40.
I know, that's right.
And just have two chairs and an umbrella. And I tell you, though, listen, I was almost in tears because this young man would come up, and he would set up every single morning 100 umbrellas, 200 chairs on the sand. I mean, he was in better shape than I was. I said, I'd help you, but you have to call rescue. And I just thought, dear God, hard work. It's beautiful. You know, he's working hard for the money. And he deserved the $40. And he probably didn't have to work out at the gym afterwards when you're carrying 200 chairs twice a day.
Wow.
On the sand. It's not like a SEAL working, like the Navy SEALs, what they do. Anyway, and so he set all these things up, and so you know me, the economist, I walk over to, and this brilliant idea. He has this brilliant idea, because you think, how can you make 100 umbrellas stay up all day long. I don't know if you ever brought an umbrella to the beach and stuck
it in. A lot
of
work.
Stuck it in the real sand. Imagine, for everybody else out there in the world, imagine sticking your umbrella in sugar, okay? This is what we talk about. We're not talking about sticking it in mortar. You probably could, you know, hold a building up on what you call sand. But for us, it's like sugar.
Or dirt in New Jersey.
I was getting a tan, and I was growing something at the same time when I was out there in Jersey. Anyway, so they, listen. And so what they did was, this is brilliant. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to share with you my secret. This is a business secret. I don't have time to walk out this business plan and strategy, but here it is. Show up at the beach. Let's pay close attention. This is important. You should. This is important.
He's taking notes. Taking notes.
I'm telling you. This is going to require you to have a trip to Lowe's. Lowe's or Home Depot. And you're going to have to get you a DeWalt or a Roby or a whoever drill.
Okay.
I'm talking the beach here now. I'm talking the beach now. Follow me. And you have to get a bit. I don't know what kind of bit this is, but it's, I guess it's like an oil drilling bit. Huge bit. And this guy would come up, and he would just shove that umbrella down on the ground, and he'd put all 100 of them down. Then he'd come back by and pull out his DeWalt drill. With this big, long, wallering bit, like a big, huge, wooden, wide, maybe 2-inch bit. He would just go whoop, down to the ground, pull it out, throw the umbrella in the hole. And he did it 100 times, and it was up.
Wow.
I mean, that was so brilliant. I went and told him, I said, listen, can you drill a hole for my little umbrella? I was waiting for him to say, like, you rent one of mine.
Right.
And he was so nice, he came out there. I would have tipped him, but you don't have a lot of pockets on the beach. It's sort of like showers in the Grand Canyon, which I actually heard that. If you, that's that segment about we can change. And the next day I came out, and of course I gave him a tip. I prepared for it. But that's just brilliant. Imagine standing out there on the beach with a drill, and somebody pays you like $5 to drill the hole so they have an umbrella that stays up all day long. Mm. There's nothing worse than having an umbrella.
Pat? Maybe, what do you think?
Sun's not for him anymore.
No.
The sun's not for him anymore. No. Besides, his walker gets way too hot.
Way too hot. His forehead got
and
a little wrinkly on that.
And the tennis balls just get full of sand on the front of it. Now the from limos, gyms, to walkers.
I know.
Bad shape.
But then, you know, obviously since I was there longer and saw a wind coming up, and then I thought, as these umbrellas were flapping in the wind, and foreigners from the Gulf Coast don't realize the dangers of wind on sand and beaches, and I was thinking, 100 umbrellas blowing in the wind, white pasty Canadians running from them, you know, liability, insurance. I don't think so.
I'd have concreted
in umbrellas or something. I could not, you know, do that. So just carry your own drill for your own umbrella. Stick it down, and when the wind blows, because this guy had to run and take 100 umbrellas, fold them down, and put a rubber band around them when the wind began to blow.
That drill bit's called an auger, by the way.
I know.
This came to me.
I knew he'd get it. I was waiting. I was looking at his face.
It was coming. Wait for it.
It was like a chalkboard with no writing on it, but I knew something was going to happen.
Eventually.
A hand appeared and wrote on the board. And so, so many things happened. It was so funny to watch. It's amazing how we are able to function as a society. So I'm sitting here and I'm reading America the Beautiful by Dr. Ben Carson, which you got to read this. I listened to some of it on audio, just so John knows, and I actually read some of it in the book. And then when I heard something, I go back and I would underline it in the book. So I don't know if that actually qualifies. But anyway, and so I'm sitting here reading this book, and obviously I'm not going to take my iPhone out there on the beach because I took it by the hot tub once.
And what happened?
And let's move on from there. And so I'm sitting here watching these two beautiful ladies, you know, dressed, but they're beautiful ladies, and they couldn't figure out how to put the man's umbrella up that he put up for them. And they're up under, and they're pulling it out, you know. Gosh. I'm thinking, did y'all fly here? Did you drive? Did you catch a cab? I mean, can you get in the door? You know, they pull it up and they would just fall back down. They kind of look at it and pull it back up. And they pay $40 too. I'm thinking, I was like, oh my goodness, you pay 40, you don't even know what it is. I guess he bought the chair underneath this thing. And finally, after laughing on the inside, amazed on the inside, and moving with the compassion, I walked up there and I said, let me get that for you, ladies. And I reached up under there and grabbed a hold of them, popped it up, and they're like, oh.
Well, does it not rain where
they come
from?
I'm reading Dr. Carson's book, thinking there's hope for America, right? I'm reading Dr. Carson's book. I am pumped. This is a man who can speak about reality in a balanced way with, Jesus Christ in the center of it, a successful American who's come through all this stuff. But then I look at these... And I'm thinking, we can't even put an umbrella up. We can't even put an umbrella up. How in the world? I had such hope until I looked up. I had such a hope. How are we going to get along in the context of this if we can't even pull up an umbrella? So then I thought, I'm going to be out there quite a while because this is a great day and you don't know how long the sun's going to shine. But y'all don't mind me talking about my time on the beach.
No, go ahead.
It rarely happens.
I won't
even though I live on the...
We won't. We're in silent prayer.
I'll restrain myself.
We're in silent prayer here. Go ahead. Please
Well, how often do I get a chance? How often... I did think about getting sand in my DeWalt. That would bother me.
Oh.
How easily you get up in there, the magnet and all that, and have to blow it out.
That would not be good.
Of course, it happens with the plastics business, too, getting all that stuff up in there.
True.
Well, anyway. So... I'm sitting here and I'm watching. I brought me some peanuts. I'm thinking, okay, I can survive with water and peanuts if I start, because it's just a long walk to go all the way across the road and go up into the condominium. It was nice. It was on the fourth floor. Wow. It was very nice. It had a window and a balcony.
A window.
Yeah, a window all the way across. It was so, the door was so heavy. I guess it was for hurricanes or something. But you had to watch out that you didn't kill yourself when you were closing.
Knock you down, wind blows.
It was just hot. It was just heavy. It was like closing a vault or something. Anyway, so I stocked up with water and peanuts and Dr. Carson, a chair, an umbrella, no DeWalt, and I headed that way. And with like 50 sunscreen. It was like latex. It's like latex.
Just painted it on.
Water-based. If you have not yet found out about spray sunscreen, you've got to get it. It's beautiful. That way you don't have to ask strangers, hey, could you come rub sunscreen on my back?
Yeah, sure.
I was watching this. Right. We're just having fun here, and God's design is totally different. But I watched this one wife. I mean, she is a loving wife. She was rubbing sunscreen on the back of her husband's back, shoulder area and all that. And I thought, my goodness, I'd never seen so much hair.
I knew you were going to say that.
I was just like, oh my gosh. I was like, what a woman.
More hair on his back on his head.
That was, it was. I thought, what a woman.
Get the clippers out.
I mean, that woman loves that man. And I was watching to see if she was going to like, she was just smiling and making sure that her husband did not get any sun cancers by putting sunscreen, I guess, on the shoulders or whatever.
Wow.
But that was something. You see all kinds of things. Anyway, so I'm sitting out here with my water, Dr. Carson, my umbrella that was drilled down by my friend, and my peanuts. And then I started thinking, these birds. I got these beautiful birds. Seagulls. I'm going to feed them one of my peanuts. I'm going to feed them much so what I do is I take a bite out of the peanut and I give them the other half of the peanut. Because I didn't know, when you go to the beach, you start getting hungry and getting faint. You can fall out. Next thing you know, you're being toted off with all these Canadians to whatever, right? Anyway, so, and so I fed one and one seagull goes, comes down and it just eats my peanut and it looks at me basically and I'm just thinking what it's thinking. And, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Half a peanut. Would like the whole thing. And then I thought, that's pretty cool. Let me do it again. And then another one came. And another one came.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it looked like that movie, Alfred Hitchcock movie from way birds. Back in the 60s. The bird. I mean, they're flying. I've always thought that movie, I remember historically, that movie was something that was all made up. It had to be made. I mean, it's terrible video, I thought. But it looked just like that. When these birds are coming in my face, they were coming in my face, flapping their wings, and their feet are coming. I'm thinking, you're going to attack me. And so all of a sudden, then I got my towel. And I start wheeling my towel. All these kids.
All these kids are watching me now.
All these little kids are watching this bird man, you know, and I'm sitting here with my towel just spinning around like a helicopter, like, get back. I'm not saying that out loud, but I'm like, oh my God, they're going to attack me. And finally, I just figured it out. Throw the peanuts far away, far away. And finally, you know, I quit feeding them. Brilliant. Because you start thinking about, and as a matter of fact, when I got back to Pensacola and Don and I turned on the television to America's Funniest Videos, a guy was doing the very same thing. Mm-hmm. But this time, the bird, when it flew like they flew at me, mm-hmm. it deposited the contents after a pre-digested peanut.
Oh, wow.
On the man's face.
Wow.
That would have been so sad. Would that not have been so sad? Mm. But I thought about that because, you know, anyway. And so, but one bird hung around. I thought, man, what a persistent. But he just hung around, kind of walked back and forth, looking over his shoulder every now and then. And seeing if I was going to give up another peanut, I'm like, I know better than this. So, but other than that, you know, had a pretty good time. We had some great food. Some great friends came and bought us dinner and spent some time with us. And Destin's a pretty nice place to be able to go and relax. I think it's one of John's favorite places, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You stay.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, gorgeous place.
Yeah, it is.
How was the water? Was it aqua blue?
No, it was aqua dirty.
Really?
Because it stormed.
Oh, that's right.
Now, speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up.
Please.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, let's just make this biblical. In Romans.
Breaking the word here.
A man is without excuse if you look at nature, if you look at things God's created. And
right.
When you look at the oceans or the Gulf of Mexico. It's just beautiful. But the storm, they had all the storms and the stuff, and that thing was out in the Gulf, way out in the Gulf, pushed all this seaweed in. Mm-hmm. Seaweed and foreign stuff or whatever. But I'm like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to swim. There was a day when I was younger, I'd be terrified of that. And so I'm floating around out there with this young man the waves were so big that they were surfing out there. That's how
oh,
big,
wow.
And that's a big deal on the Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it wasn't like Hawaiian surf, but it was like, I don't know, Arkansas surf.
Good enough to surf.
And we're talking and all that, and he's fixing to go to Hawaii in a couple weeks. He's a welder or whatever, and we're just having this conversation. And so I got this false sense of security because I'm like way out here with me, because I went way out away from the waves because you can't float with these big waves. And I didn't even think about it. And all of a sudden, he caught a wave. And he abandoned me. And then I started looking around. And man, the devil began to attack my mind. Fiery darts were landing in there. I was looking, I was floating, looking down, trying to see the bottom. If you understand what the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico looks like, it looks like a desert, you know, with a whole bunch of sand. But the sun shining on you, it casts a shadow off you. I'm like, is that seaweed? Is that my shadow? Or is that a shark? Oh my goodness. My mind was going crazy. I'm like, I'm just finished with this. I think I'm going to go in now.
I'm going to stay on the shore.
Yeah, I come in and Donna said I had seaweed in my beard. You know, I had seaweed in my beard.
Are you Duck Dynasty there? What's going on there? No, just seaweed.
Well, it probably looked like it, but you know, if I'm going to go to the Gulf of Mexico, I'm going to get in. There's nothing more therapeutic and healing than the sun with latex sunscreen on and salt water. You know, warm salt water to be able just to kind of just float in and relax and all those wonderful things. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is it okay for employees to keep religious items on their desk? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, my workplace was asked me last night to take down a Christian calendar of mine, and they gave the answer that it's Home Depot property, I guess the wall, and wanted me to take it down. I just wondered if this is right.
Well, Angie, it depends on the policies of the employer. For instance, some employers say you have to have, you'll allow certain types of things displayed in the workstations, and they're very limited and very suspect as to what those will be. Others are much broader. And some, in a situation when it's usually a religious sentiment, and it may even be, you know, a situation where they think that if you have up a calendar that has a Bible verses on it, they might think that they're somehow violating federal law. You have the right to have that material out there.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. To become more involved in protecting these freedoms, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-out right attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded with inside of me. I go, whoa, I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little statement. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life, because he is the word.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. If you missed the first half, I got a chance to talk about our 25th wedding anniversary. We're done, and I spent a little time relaxing and kicking back and just enjoying the Destin area. Just great people that work there, and it's pretty cool. I think a lot of the world comes through there.
Oh, man. I was meeting people from international. All the time. Yeah. Great place.
Yeah, they have dolphin cruises. The thing is, like, okay, how do you pay money, get on a boat, and you guarantee there's going to be a dolphin?
Well, let me tell you something. I didn't go on a dolphin cruise one time, but I did go on a fishing, what do you call those fishing adventures? And they take you deep sea fishing? I guess deep sea fishing. And they put us chartered.
They call it deep sea fishing.
Well, let me tell you, deep sea fishing. They put us right on the red snapper. I mean, just
on a, that's a reef. They put you on a reef. Oh,
whatever. It was beautiful.
Or a ridge.
I mean, I think the boys were like, I don't know, 6 or 7 at the time. They just dropped their lines in. We're just pulling up fishes.
How, fishes?
Great.
So how?
Two at one time. Vicious.
Wow.
Vicious.
Vicious. Almost like verse.
Right. And so the, but didn't you have to reel a long way? If it was deep sea, then was
it? It wasn't. It was,
that's not deep sea.
It was
then.
A short trip.
That's not deep sea then. Well, deep sea is when you got to reel for 100 feet.
Well, that's shallow sea.
Well, it's exciting, but then again, you have like this duration of going like my arm is falling off. Oh my goodness!
That the time you like puked the whole time?
No. That wasn't that time. That was I've been deep sea. That wasn't.
That's regurgitated. I think it's not.
That wasn't fun.
So then,
and they wouldn't turn the boat back around.
They wouldn't.
I mean, I don't understand that.
Is that when you had the dots all over you, like the little sticker dots?
I don't understand why they would not turn the boat around. I told the man I was deathly ill. I mean,
it's not like the
emergency.
First time. It's not the first time that he's actually carried a
a sick
somebody out there. So listen. So if it wasn't a deep sea fish, and if you pulled the fish right up. He pulled you over an aquarium or something.
Hey, we ate them. They were sure good.
I'm just saying, how long did it take to pull it up? I'm being serious.
It was about a 4-hour trip. I don't know how far.
That's pretty far out.
It was a total 4-hour trip. They have longer trips.
How long did it take? Once you threw the bait, you threw your reel. How long did it take for it? Did y'all bottom fish? I guess you were bottom fishing.
I don't know. It was several years ago, but I just knew it didn't take any time. I mean, everybody was catching on the boat. It was really, really good. That's the best way to fish. Oh, my God.
There's some chemicals.
Especially when you spend good money to go out there.
Can you spend good money so we can go out there too?
Yeah, right.
There's something, just so you know, if you've never done this before, and it could be just men, I'm not sure, but there's a chemical that will never be released in your body. Never be released in your body. And so you were fishing, and something starts pulling on that.
Oh my
goodness. Fishing line. Isn't that amazing?
I love it's like, to fish.
That's a brand new chemical.
It's like, what is
woo, that is
I'm
awesome.
I'm going to get it.
And then there's another chemical that gets released if it comes off of the hook when you got it up.
It's horrific.
Some sort of hormonal depression thing. I don't know what it is.
Or when you pull up a log or something. No, that wasn't a shark.
You caught a log?
No, a branch or whatever.
You caught a branch?
In the ocean?
In the Gulf?
How do you do that?
Well, you know.
There's probably only one branch out there.
I have fished in the lakes of Pennsylvania before. You know.
That's not an ocean.
Multidimensional.
Just keep your story straight, man.
Oh my goodness! Well,
that was some good fishing too. Bass fishing, pretty good fishing.
Speaking of God's news behind the news. CBN's reporting, and this is very interesting and it's encouraging, and it is the America that we once knew of, that maybe we're beginning to see it again, where we stand up for human rights, where as Americans we can come together for constitutional rights. Right now, as we speak, they're reporting this week that Egyptian Christians, Muslims are marching in an accord against what's being supported in Egypt for putting the Muslim Brotherhood into power there.
Mm.
And when people are for people, you know, God is for them. I mean, God wants us to be kind to people. And it was amazing to see that we have something in common, that you don't want to have the radical Muslim Brotherhood over a people, and you don't want to be a part of promoting it as they're harming, torturing, and raping, and all these different things reportedly that's taking place over there, that our media and what they're protesting here, and you're going to hear in just a moment, what they're protesting is that our media is not even covering the reality of what's taking place. Listen up, this is CBN News.
News today, I'm Ephraim Graham.
And I'm Charlene Israel. Hundreds of Egyptian protesters have rallied in front of the White House, outraged over President Obama's support of the Muslim Brotherhood. Coptic Christians and moderate Muslims say the U.S. has backed the wrong side in Egypt. They're also blasting the news media's bias in favor of the Brotherhood. Mark Martin has more.
Don't support terrorists. Don't support terrorists. Please, Mr. Obama, I voted for you. Don't support terrorists.
Hala Salem was one of hundreds of protesters in Washington, D.C. Thursday, demanding President Obama stop supporting the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. They first gathered in front of the White House.
He's asking us, the Egyptians, to leave the terrorists in Egypt alone, to kill us, to kill our people. It's not going to happen.
Christians and Muslims gathered together in opposition against the Brotherhood.
I'm a Muslim. It's not a Christian thing. It's an Egyptian thing.
They are terrorists. They have done so many
problems in Egypt.
There are new concerns the old regime is making a comeback as former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was released from prison and flown to a military hospital. He is under house arrest. But protesters here say Mubarak wasn't as bad as ousted President Mohamed Morsi.
He's not really a good guy, but he's not at least a terrorist. But Mohamed Morsi is a terrorist. He belongs to the Muslim Brotherhood.
The protesters say the Egyptian military is needed to keep order.
He protects us from a Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood kill us, kill all Christian people.
Those at the rally say the Brotherhood has burned dozens of Christian churches, businesses, and more.
For the Coptic Christians, they burn their houses.
They're targeting them.
And these protesters are also angered by the coverage of the situation in Egypt by Western media. They rallied against the Washington Post, accusing both the newspaper and President Obama of being biased in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood.
So Obama administration helps the Brotherhood right now in Egypt. That's not right. That has a lot of question marks. Why? Why?
Mark Martin, CBN News.
This is so encouraging because people standing up for people.
That's right.
And sanity. I do want to say the news has been reported in the past about Mubarak's death has been greatly exaggerated.
No doubt.
Apparently.
He apparently has appeared out of a prison and now moving into a hospital. And which I would assume, based on this report, as we're watching him, it's like he's not dead.
Right.
So his death has been greatly exaggerated. So we want to make any public corrections on VFN Radio. And it is, if that is him, you never know nowadays. No. But if that is him. But I know, remember, a sign was going to be, it was given 2 years prior to him, if not earlier, by Chuck Pierce, that the second, I believe it was Chuck Pierce.
John Paul Jackson.
John Paul Jackson, yes. Once you see Mubarak, once you see Egyptian leaders taken down, that's when these things would begin. That's when it's all begun, just like it's going on. So it would be interesting if he ended up back in power again.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be something? But even now, but you're watching, and if you got to see this, you need to go to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Burning Torch. And this is huge when Americans stand together for the cause of humanity, and that's just exciting. This is a good moment for America.
It is very exciting because you know if you get one dimension of the news is not even covering what's happening, you know, over there in Egypt, and now you have a group of people that are saying, "Listen, it's not a Christian thing or a Muslim thing; it's an Egypt thing. We don't want people being hurt and killed and abused." You know, because of the Muslim Brotherhood and their radical agenda, it's an awesome thing. I also saw where they were getting together in Jersey City. It's one of the largest cities in all of New Jersey, actually. Mm-hmm. And the Coptic Christians and the Egypts with the Muslims, I'm sorry, were gathering together and saying, "Hey, listen, we're going to stand together in this in the United States. This is awful what's happening." So it's, you know, Muslims and Christians all over the country.
And that's what we needed. What we needed was for peaceful Muslims to stand up and speak out against those that are taking Islam and making it radical to the point where they're wanting to harm people, kill people, torture people, do these terrible things. And that was what always has been missing from this scenario. And to begin to see that,
that's very encouraging.
That's a good American sign that, you know, as Americans, that we can stand up and say that's wrong. And that would be a true peaceful Muslim. Mm-hmm. That would be a peaceful Muslim there. And but at the same time, you know, if you know, being a loyalist to the Quran, it specifically says in the Quran what you should that they can't coexist. Christianity and Islam can't coexist in the context of, you know, you're an infidel, or they avoid you, or convert you, or servitude. I mean, that's what it says. But if you are like, who was our friend, the attorney from Orlando?
John.
Yeah, John. It'll come to us in a moment. But he says the hope for America is a backslidden Christian and a backslidden Muslim.
Right.
That don't know the Bible well and don't know the Quran well.
Mm.
And by the way, that's not hope at all.
Right.
That's no hope at all. Mm-hmm. Hope for America is God through his son, Jesus Christ. And but understand, too, when Jesus walked, he was not worried about the political atmosphere. He just walked and things continued. And those that followed him followed him.
Mm.
And he was not trying to change the political climate. He had his own kingdom and has his own kingdom. And we are subjects and sons and daughters and kings and priests in his kingdom. And it's not, you know, it's cool to have, you know, a Christian government. And who doesn't want that? But no matter which way government goes, God's government's always the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get that right, we may be able to keep America, you know, as the land of the free and the home of the what was that last part? Brave.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man, I tell you what was on my heart is watching, you know, how can you, when you see all the things taking place, this alone, this, the Egyptians, you know, Christians and Muslims marching against what's the policies of our government in Egypt, empowering the Muslim Brotherhood there, which happened all the way from the Cairo speech, is encouraging. But what is really, you know, that gives you hope. But let me tell you some good hope outside of anything man would do, is that God, everything's Father filtered. And you can learn from what and how God operates, how he responds to his people, and understand that nothing comes against us that was not Father filtered. Nothing comes against us that it's not surprising to God. Things could be happening towards us because we rebelled against God, because we are in sin, or because others are in sin trying to do us harm. But whatever it is, things could be coming against us. But God's more powerful than that's coming against us. And you can position yourself. You can position yourself to stand before in the presence of God with the right humble attitude towards God and cry out to God in the right heart, repented right heart, then God will respond. That's how he's designed things. As a matter of fact, you know, we're going to make available for you really soon is being able to facing impossible odds when you do face impossible odds with God, the victories are not only possible, but they're viable in the context of that. Let me get that for you right here. Facing impossible odds with God brings possible victories from our enemies. And our enemies could be, you know, it could be finance, it could be relational, it can be national, it could be physical. But positioning ourselves to receive from God. And we're going to make that available soon. It's going to be probably a 2 or 3 part teaching available for you. But it's just, you learn so much when you begin to look at those that have walked with God and written about, because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever,
mm-hmm.
that when you look, for example, like at Jehoshaphat, he was a king. He was a king of Judah at the same time that Ahab was king of Israel. And some terrible things were going on, and it looked like they were going to be destroyed, and they did not have the strength, the power, or the know-how how to defeat the enemy. But there is a secret. There's something that Jehoshaphat knew, and he practiced in his life. He was an abider. He abided with God. He knew how to go after God. And I'm telling you, if you don't abide, like John 15, Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, he says, apart from abiding in me or remaining in me, you can do nothing. But if you abide in him, if you remain in him, then you can ask whatever. You can cry out for whatever, and it's going to be done for you in his name. And so in the context of that what you're going to hear is, and we'll talk more after the break, is that you can position yourself. You can position yourself in such a way that God was waiting for you to do that. He was waiting for us to respond that way. It wasn't something like, oh, look, they positioned themselves. No, the whole scenario was to see, will you get yourself back right with me again? Will you look to me again and allow me to do something that's so awesome? I'll tell you more about it after this break.
You You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so that you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now. Well, I'll tell you what, it is great. It is great to be in the Emerald Coast. My goodness, I didn't know how beautiful this sun is out here, Chris. Yeah. I mean, you've been enjoying this all this time? Oh, my goodness, Pat.
Yeah, I love it. I got a chance to soak in a little bit the other day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to see that bronze look on you. I don't know about that.
Now, you got some bronze going on over there.
I'm looking at you here, brother. I'm happy to report that I don't see any Saints shirts. I don't see nothing this morning. And I want to just give a hallelujah for that, okay? I just want to let you know. But you got the tan working for you. I'm telling you, it's nothing like beautiful blue skies, palm trees. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. This is beautiful. I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying being in the Emerald Coast. You know, I knew that I was getting near to Pat's home. I'm coming in 11 o'clock at night, and I knew I was getting close when couldn't see nothing now. It was pitch black. couldn't see nothing. But I was getting this whiff, this aroma that was coming from the plane.
Hold on now. Clarify that.
That paper mill, I don't know what's going on, man, but I knew I was dead on the spot. I mean, X marks the spot.
Dude, you didn't know that was the glory of God coming
down.
That's
the glory?
That's the glory, oh, man. That's the glory cloud.
Don't put that smell on the glory, all right? Don't put that smell on the glory. But my goodness, it is so, so, so good.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
John and Pat is joining. We're talking about positioning ourselves, being able to face impossible circumstances with God can bring us potential victories. Think about it. Facing impossible odds with God brings possible victories from our enemies. And God is a God that just loves for us to, and quite often, sad to say, based on history, sometimes it takes us having our back against the wall before we will look up in such a way and cry out to God. Mm-hmm. But if you're a kind of person that knows how to abide and cry out to the Lord, and I was talking about abiding, you know, prior to the break, iabide.org, www.iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you to be able to abide. Just request your free plan today at iabide.org, and you could be just like Jehoshaphat. And if you're constantly abiding with the Lord, then understand you don't have this big to-do, like, oh my goodness, we're going to have to begin to abide with God. And you know, if you're already abiding, you're already, a lot of these instances can be prevented if you're already abiding with him, because you've already positioned yourself to receive from him. And abiding has to do with spending time with God, hearing, reading his word, hiding it in our heart, remembering the word, hiding it in our heart, and then talking to God about your life and what's going on, and then hearing him, what he says or impresses on you to do, and doing it. I mean, that's what happened with Jehoshaphat. And so a lot of these instances would have been prevented a long time ago, because if he would have been abiding earlier on, he probably would not have abided, went and partnered with Ahab, because God would have said, this dude provokes me. No, don't go. I don't care if he is part of Israel. He's a God hater. Ahab's a God hater. And so Jehoshaphat gets this report that this vast army is coming against him. And when you think about vast, I mean, it's like the word vast means a very great size or proportions, huge, enormous, very great in number. Some of the words that mean the same thing is astronomical, colossus, colossal type size, gigantic, far reaching. Think about it.
The big one.
This is a huge, gigantic, colossal, astronomical thing coming against a people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the big thing in our life that's happening at the time is always the biggest thing that ever happened to us. It's amazing how that works.
Of course.
This is the worst thing I've ever faced. You said that the last 12 times God brought you out of something. You know, this has got to be the worst. What's the worst? I'm late on my whatever. That could be a lot of things. And but so all of a sudden, this enemy that he knew that he would be destroyed, he knew that it would be over. As a matter of fact, people came and told him, you're going to be destroyed. And he knew he didn't have the talent, the ability, the skill, the power, or the knowledge to be able to face this enemy. And that's a wonderful place to be, because if you read, I believe it's 1 Corinthians maybe, chapter 1, where he says, God, this is, think of what you were when you were first called. Not many of you were noble birth, mm-hmm. you know, not wise by human standards, but God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, the things that are not to nullify the things that are. And God does this so you can not boast in yourself, but to boast in Jesus Christ. And so in the context of this, he faced the reality that we all need to face. It's when we get rid of pride in our life and realize, I can't do this. But I serve God who loves me and can do it, and he's waiting for me to position myself so he could download a victory into my life. Mm. And it's amazing how long we will do it our own way. And no matter how many times you see God move in someone's life, there's some people that just go back to their same little two little talents, their two little cents, and they start doing it again. It's like, when are you going to learn? You know, God is the one that brings you these victories. And so what he did was he humbled himself. He went back after hearing this news, this vast army was coming in. And maybe that's you. Maybe you have this huge, colossal thing coming against you. By the way, if you don't personally, you do nationally. Right now, America has a colossal economic collapse on the horizon. We have a a political malaise taking place with Washington is like, really? And just crazy things going on. And maybe the inappropriate term malaise in regards to, I'm talking about just days. Just the days is the word, more appropriate word than that. And in that, the relationships, marriage, children, babies, abortion, all these different things are just all over the map. It's a colossal thing. I mean, it's a huge thing. But understand this. You know, some people are arguing, you know, 100 years ago, for example, 100 years ago, there was people who were Christians believing and arguing and debating about when the Lord was going to come back. They probably had their little letters going on. They didn't have texts and all that, but they had letter writing going back, probably publications and books and magazines. And they would speak from pulpits and stages and coliseums or whatever. And they would say, you know, this is when the Lord is coming back. And you know, pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, and all those arguments. But listen to this. Of course, you know, I'm a pan-trib. I believe it's all going to pan out in the end. The question is not when he's coming back. The question is, are you ready when he comes back? And more people, there's people arguing about when he's going to come back that ain't ready for him to come back. And but for them, for those ones that argued 100 years ago, for them, he's already came for them. They're dead.
Mm-hmm.
They're dead. And so that was major. What you really needed to focus on was how you're living your life. You need to focus on, are you ready? You need to focus on, if you die in this, if you're destroyed in this, what good are you?
Right
now, you got to pay attention. And Jehoshaphat was paying attention. I'm fixing to be destroyed in this. I can argue about when the millennial reign is going to come. I can argue about post-trib, mid-trib, or whatever. Or I can listen, I got this vast army coming against me right now, and I got to learn how to position myself before God for this victory that I'm going to need God, because outside of God, this ain't going to happen. And I truly believe with everything inside of me and everything that God has shown me and God has shown those around me and those outside of us that are hearing from God, and if we don't turn to God, I mean, there'll be some increased motivation to turn to him, but if we stay stubborn and stiff-necked, it's over.
Mm.
You know, but we have a tendency when the pain increases to turn, and I pray God that we do turn before the pain. But in the context of that, that we humble ourselves, and that's what he did. He humbled himself, positioned himself to receive from God, went back to what God said. He was willing to stand in the presence of God. Outside the presence of God, think about it. Outside the presence of God, I mean, so many people are scared that they've been in sin and been in rebellion. They don't want to get into the presence of God because they feel so convicted. But if you would have repented and got things right before you got in the presence of God, or as soon as you felt the presence of God, then you would have been not feeling like oil and water and kind of pushing it away.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have been attracted to the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
But sin repels. God repels sin. Right. God repels pride. But if you humble yourself, it's actually a good experience. And by the way, he's the one who's going to bring you victory. Why would you not want the presence of the one who's going to bring you victory?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, some mindsets. Anyway, so he positions himself to be able to receive from the Lord. He acknowledges that he doesn't have the ability to face the enemy. He even says he doesn't even know what to do. But this is what he says. This is so important. He says, but we lift our eyes and we look to you. Right now, you can look at the borders and watch not the people coming over for work, but I'm talking about the people coming in the midst of the people coming over for work. You can look at those that are against our country that are coming over. I'm personally for the people coming over that need a job. Matter of fact, by the way, if you look at our history, the whole left side of us was Mexico before we took it.
Hello.
You know, why wouldn't we let them work?
Right.
And that's just a whole other point. And being a Christian, we should be open to receiving people. But I'm talking about the terrorists that are in the midst of the crowd that are coming over in the context of that. And those that are radical against our nation, against our Constitution. Or you could look to the stock market and I mean, they're like on some crack high right now with a false economy as the government is producing more and more borrowed money that we're going to have to pay back, shoving it into the markets and the stock exchange while nobody's blinking and saying that we're making all this money off of what you're going to have to pay back.
Mm.
And you could look at that. Or, you know, you could look at what's happening to family and relationships and fatherlessness, or you can look to the medical. I mean, there's a huge issue going on right here because we need to take care of, we need to rethink everything in America. Everything needs to be rethinked back to our core values of our founding fathers and why God allowed us to be a nation, why he lifted us up to be where we're at before we fall, and that we're to care about people and we're to empower them and to not enslave them by some government check that holds them captive for 30 years. I mean, what are you worth? Aren't you worth more than $800 a month? Aren't you worth more than $1,200 a month? Aren't you worth more than $1,500 a month? If that's all it's going to cost to snuff out your future and your destiny is a $1,000 a month check and a food check? There's millions of dollars worth of talent inside of you. There's this enjoyment of working with others inside of you. And this system's been set up to repress you and to hold you back. Listen, we got to rethink everything we're doing. We got to begin to empower the American people to be all that God has called you to be. And that will happen when we position ourselves to receive from God.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging, is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFN TV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.
Hey, John. I actually just got an iPhone. Do you have an iPhone?
You know I do.
Really? Why'd you get an iPhone?
Well, I got an iPhone because I want to stay connected with my friends, family, and of course, you know I love those apps.
Apps? Tell me what? Tell me about the apps.
Well, you know apps, Steve. Come on, I gotta bring you 21st century.
Yeah, and I'm
apps
behind.
Apps is a way that you can stay connected. You know, I want you to know now that VFN Radio, we actually have an app
where all of our radio listeners can download onto their phones. Now, whether you have an iPhone or you have an Android phone, we got you covered.
Wow.
You can go to the App Store for the iPhone or Google Play for your Android, type in the word VFNTV, and then download. And what that does is it allows you to take VFN radio on the go. What do I mean? Listen, I enjoy listening on my computer, but sometimes I want to get in the car. You want to go to the beach, hang out with some friends, take your phone with you, select your VFNTV radio app, and you have all this access to live program. You have access to video content, messages, and so much more. I like to say it's VFN radio on the go. I encourage you to download the app now. Go to your App Store or Google Play and type in VFN TV.